Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is episode 62, and that's why I take breaks like that, like around Christmas, spring break, because I've given you over 60 episodes since November. Me and Tucson Ozzy. Hi, baby Niles is here. He is here for pulling my microphone, so I'm going to see how that goes. All right, so I had a nice break. I got a lot of work done. I've been cleansing, cleaned up my home, organized, got rid of some negative energy. I have no script. I just woke up like about an hour and a half ago. It is my birthday, or was March 29th. I turned 40 and I slept. I ordered what I wanted to eat, which was McDonald's fish filet, extra tartar, and French fries. I had a Big Mac for later. It was super good. I really enjoyed it. And I sat on my couch and watched TV with baby Niles. And later, my mom, my aunt, and my kids came over. We had pizza, cake, ice cream, and that was it. And I started watching TV and fell asleep again with baby Niles. So I'm well rested. I feel really good. And turning 40 wasn't what I expected, because when I turned 30, I totally felt a shift. Like, it was like my entire life flashed before me, and I'm like, I should have did this, this, and that. I should have traveled more. I thought back about how I should have spent my life. Turning 40, it was painless, very seamless, and I feel right now it's about time. That's the feeling I'm getting. Like, it's more about time management, how I use my time, how my time is precious. I don't want to waste time. I don't want to get older. You know, things of that nature. I expected to feel like the light switch came on and it's blaring light, like, ah, oh, this epiphany happened today. But I didn't feel that. It's probably because I am more aware that it's about time, and also to not be sad, because that is the spirit that can come on around this time, is sadness. And, you know, sadness breaks off into many other emotions. And it can come from regret as well, or not wanting to get older. And, you know, for women, they say they don't want to get older, and, you know, feeling those emotions. So what did I do? Mind over matter. Focus on being happy. Focus on joy. Think about, that is the state that I want to be in, because I'm aware that people are haters as well. And if there's anybody that has taken a lot of people being upset for no reason, it is me. So I know there's haters. And when I thought about, you know, sadness, I'm like, well, yeah, that makes sense, because that's what the haters would want to project, is sadness around this time. So yeah, that's that. I wasn't sad. And I just know that it's just all about time at this point. It's all about health for me, being healthy, working out, exercising, getting my body back. And I believe the spirits will assist me once I take the first step. Oh, he's going for my mic. Okay, suck on pop can. That may work for a second. Try to empty the last drop out of pop can is working. All right, now pop can is on the floor. Baby Niles is doing good. He's coming up for his checkup. My mom told me today he has some fat thighs. And she thinks he looks a little small, but it could have just been the snug-fitting onesie, because he's fitting 12 months and he's 10 months. And only concerns I'm having, they're not really concerns, but I want to talk to the doctor about him crawling. And not him crawling. I put him down to crawl, and he can stand up on stuff, and he actually stands up and lets go, and it's just freestanding. But when he's on the floor, he flips his head back like he just falls back like he's in a crib or a playpen, and, you know, he bumps his head and starts crying, and it's like, he doesn't know, like, I'm on the floor or I'm on the carpet now. Like, I can't just flip back and bump my head. My mom said that's normal, that's kids. But I think it's, like, deterring him from really, like, playing on the floor. I'm getting stories about 10 months crying, crawling, or not crying, walking. Noah was walking at 10 months. And the baby, I don't think he's ready for that right now. The baby is really smart. He's talking, like he says, mama, dada. And he even says, Elliot. Elliot is his dad's name. He say, Elliot, Elliot, Elliot. And he's been saying that for months now. And he can, you know, do eye contact, follow objects with his eyes. Like, he's been doing that for months. He's up to it developmentally. I just don't think he's ready to walk right now. He likes the comfort of my arms the most. And I am still holding him, like, all day long. He still wants me to hold him all day long. And I'm thinking it's from calling him Prince all the time. Handsome Prince, little man. He just expects it. Like, this is Niles' world. And I'm just a friar that has to hold him all day. This is his world. And, yeah, he cries, when he's not being held. Now, if that's needy, I don't know. He's just a sweet boy. When I call my family on Duo, he jumps up and looks in the camera, and my mom says he thinks he's a celebrity because he just pops up and he looks, and he loves Zoom. When I'm doing my work from Zoom and therapy and even exercise class, like, he's right there. And he loves to hear from people, attention from people. He's just a good guy. And I think everything will go well with his checkup. He doesn't need immunizations or anything like that. As far as feeding goes, he still really likes to nurse and nurse on demand, like all the time. I have snacks for him, like yogurt-covered something, and some biscuits and things of that nature for him to have. Yeah, it's a lot of work having a little one, especially while his dad is away. There are factors that have undercut the economics, and I fully support my son. All right, moving along. I'm getting love right now. I feel like I am ready for love. And it's all about myself, because I told you like what I have for New Year's resolution, and it's focusing on getting out, being social, exercise, health, writing, mental health. That's the majority of it, and that's the majority of my day. Like I said, I rested today. Is my actual birthday, and yesterday me and Niles went to the Van Gogh exhibit, and it was really good. We really enjoyed it. It was beautiful. I really had a good time. And I took an Uber there with my son. He did not have a car seat, and it was fine. But the guy was like, "Do you have a car seat?" I'm like, "No, I thought he didn't need one." And we got there to the exhibit. But then after the exhibit, we're all nice. We're buttered up. Ooh, everything's just going perfect today. I called an Uber. He's like, "Do you have a car seat?" I'm like, "No, I didn't need one before, and I was told I didn't need one." "Oh, well, I can't give you a ride because he doesn't have a car seat." I'm like, "Okay. Should I call another Uber?" Yeah. Called a second Uber. That guy said the same thing. "Oh, it's my responsibility if something happens." And the place wasn't too far from where I live, like a mile. So Uber couldn't get us back home, and I called a taxi, because a taxi doesn't have the same liability. They don't have the same rules. And it was just like I thought. I explained to the woman, "I have a child. I do not have a car seat. Uber can't take us." And they sent out a taxi, and we got home. So now I know that. It's just too much to lug, like a big car seat. I mean, I guess I could and ask like the coat check people to send it behind there. But now I know like the taxi can take us if he doesn't have a car seat. Yeah, I was told that years ago, like, you don't even have to wear a seatbelt in a taxi, and, you know, I don't need a car seat. So I thought that applied to Uber, but it didn't. But, you know, that's what it is. And then I got a nice massage the Sunday before my birthday, and got my toes done. And I have been waiting to do that. And I thought I would just roll up in there. It's a Sunday. It won't be that busy. Well, it was at the nail salon. And I waited an hour, and I was there with Niles because my mom was busy with the other kids. And Niles was pretty good because he likes going out. He likes people. You know, and people watching and hearing people talk. And for a gift, I brought me, I'm not gonna mess up the name because it's like I have something and I don't know the name, really, like, get educated. But Lily Suduki, I brought some accessories for my birthday, and I was happy with that, and I want another headband. I also ordered in food. I have food here, but I didn't cook because I'm like, it's my birthday. And it's my 40th birthday. And yeah, I think that's going to become like a tradition of my birthday. Like, I'm going to get a gift, go to some events, and order food and chill. I didn't want to do anything for my actual birthday in case there was a mishap or chaos or, you know, somebody that just wants to mess it up for everyone. The only thing I didn't get was there's this gift shop at the Van Gogh Museum, and I had changed bags the day before because I got my massage and I put my things in a bag, and I forgot to carry my wallet with me, like take it out of the bag and put it in the diaper bag. And I got to the gift shop and they had this really cool bottle, and I got all the way up there and did not have my wallet. I'm like, gosh, I want that bottle. It's so cool. It's like Van Gogh and had like a design of his flowers. And yeah, but waiting there for the taxi to come, someone that worked there was really nice and gave us like two sunflowers. They're fake. And yeah, it was good getting out. And me and Niles are going to get out more. All right, moving on now to business. What I seen on my break was I had time to watch, they're called shorts, YouTube shorts. Like, I have the YouTube app and it will have your videos and then shorts of other people. And so I go through those, and there's a woman I found that has like a really, really big butt. But I think she looks cool. And she did some videos and I watched that. And then there's this woman that has really big, how I'd say it as a woman, you know, tatas. And I think she's really pretty and she's talking, just showing off her body. And I'm like, you go, girl. But then there's a part, she's showing off her body, and I guess the show is going to be called Delphi and Cello, because Delphi and Cello is what the country does with me and my information. It's called Adelphi. It's called Cello. When you're selling out Joanna, or when you're taking a picture in your body language, you're thinking about me and my life, my info, or comparing yourself. So, you know, she's posing and she's just like, I know I look better than Joanna. And I'm like, see, I always want to like somebody, you know, like I'm always liking people and then they have to do something like that. And so I'm like, well, that's something I can talk about on my podcast. Because I'm thinking, like, what am I going to do for a topic? Like, this is for me to get out whatever I want to get out. Yeah. And before I went on break, you know, I felt I did that. Like, my job and my work here is done and I'm going on break. I think you got it. I think, you know, everything is aired out, you know, reset. But then it's like, I'm not jealous of it. It doesn't hurt my feelings. And if a person feels like that, I mean, well, I'm just going to say it. Like, you're not me. You don't have the same job as me. And if you were me, then go and save your people, Harriet Tubman. You know, like, I'm not Harriet Tubman here. And people just expect me to save them. And if that's all you have is, you know, I look better than Joanna and you have your body, well, why don't you do the job that people are wanting me to do? You know, first start with that. Like, because like I said, if you ask me about a celebrity or somebody, you're probably going to get a reservation because I'm going to be thinking, like, have I seen this person, Delphi, something about me? You know, say something that's directed, take a picture, snarling about me. That's the first thought. So you're going to mention, you know, Lori Harvey, and I don't even know what the guy's name is. He was in No Regret. I'm not going to mess it up. I'm not even going to, like, try to say it because I'm not really faking like I don't know or anything like that. I just, that's not my cup of tea. That's not my actor or anything. But it's an Amazon movie. But anyway, someone asked me about that. And do you like them? I think they're a good couple. And I'm like, you know, the attitude, the TMZ of it all, the walk of it all. I'm just not. And it was like that when I seen this woman. I'm like, get it, girl. Like, thought she was totally beautiful. To ooh, I know I look better than Joanna. Now, I'm not gonna take that and say, like, go reverse psychology. Someone says that, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm on this level, so I'm not going to worry about beauty. No, it's not like that. It doesn't make me say I'm going to let myself go and I'm a slob. So what? I'm still Joanna. No, it doesn't. And I care about beauty. I care about the way I look. And that goes into being 40 as well. Like, I guess that's the new 20, but that's also a time of facelift. And I was at a organization that banks Botox. Like, they have specials and you buy the Botox at a discounted rate and then you bank it for later, and I didn't do that. I'm like, what if I got Botox? You know, how would that look? I just want to make sure that it's safe. It doesn't, like, deteriorate any cells or anything like that. Also, lipo. I wanted to get lipo, but I found out some information about lipo, and I'm not going to get it at this point right now. Like, I'm gonna try to lose and slim a different way, and I'm still finding out what that is going to be. So yeah, that doesn't signal to me that I should the reverse, like I should just let myself go because someone's comparing to me, and it doesn't, like, overly signal. I'm saying signal probably because I forgot to mention that I got my name done. So I have a signal for my name. So yeah, maybe that's why I said that. So that will come out. I'm very happy with the work. Now I have three sigils, one for Joanna Francilia Shaneen Morrow, the Illuminati, and Joanna's Drug Emporium. Back to the story. It doesn't signal to me to be like overly concerned or worried, and it doesn't signal to me to let myself go. I'm just gonna be me, because the person who's saying I look better than Joanna, like, if that's where you are, then, you know, that's where you are, but you're still comparing. And I wonder why you would need to do that. Because I'm not a model. I think that's very big news for people to understand. I'm not a model. My lifestyle isn't how do I take the best picture. Although it can be. Like, me and pictures, there's something going on. Like, I have to do a revamp with taking pictures, because, like, I dress up and go out, and that's a perfect time to take a picture. And I don't, like, my mind is just like, I'm going to the store, I have a grocery list on my phone, I don't want to forget anything, I have the baby, he's getting heavy, you know, in his harness, and my brain is just on other stuff. And, well, maybe I'll talk about that later, but my brain is always on, if that makes sense. Like, I know everyone's brain is always on and thinking, you know, but I'm saying, like, my brain is always on. And I just don't think, like, this is an opportunity to take a picture. Like, I'm not in that programming, but like I said, I like to, and take more pictures. Like, it's easier to take a picture of the baby than it is me, because I want to get the right angle, and I know there's a big focus on my weight and how I look and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe I should just take pictures and just be like, whatever, but I want them to be flattering and the light and stuff like that. And so, like, when I think that, I'm like, well, I want to be in better light or natural light, and it's best to go out at noon or one and get the good light, and cloudy is also a very good time to take a picture. And it just doesn't happen with the pictures. And even at the Van Gogh, I took some pictures of me and the baby. I even took a video, and the baby's like grabbing on my bosom and pulling it down. I'm like, well, I took all these pictures thinking like they're going to be perfect. And like, he's grabbing down on my bosom and my bra. I'm just like, okay. So yeah, but I want to take more pictures. That's a goal. But anyway, you know, I'm not a model. I don't wake up and say everything is about getting the look in the picture and I'm so photogenic. And the point is, in response to I look better than Joanna, I'm not living my life to try to look better than anyone. But if I was, then I know that I would look very good, you know? Like, if I was like a competitive person, then I would try to do it to, you know, outlook everyone. You know, if that's the goal, if that, well, obviously it means something. I've never been a very vain person, because my mom taught me not to be that way. Like, anything, she's not really super official and superfluous like that. Like, anything with her is just like, you know, you don't want to be vain, and you're always thinking about it. It'll be something very, very simple. You're thinking about money, and you know, I just, and even growing up, I shopped at Dots. School shopping, my mom took me to Dots. And it wasn't, you know, it's what she could afford. So I didn't grow up like having the designer stuff. And, you know, later on when I, you know, working and stuff like that, I started shopping more and I was buying like stuff from Foot Locker, Reebok. Like I just went through this whole period of dressing like a tomboy. Then I got girly and, you know, I found these camis I really liked at Nordstrom's and I just got turned on from there. But it's never been about, you know, too much about like how I look. Like I've always been clean. I've always looked nice in clothes, but I'm just saying in order to say that, I look better than Joanna, you're comparing yourself to a person that's not even like on my mind. So does it make it want to be on my mind? It's just, it's too much other stuff that are more pressing than how I look. That's just not okay. It's weird. Let me say this correctly. How I look is the number one thing that I'm trying to accomplish. Losing weight, healthy lifestyle, getting more exercise in. Like I said, the spirits are ready to assist me with that. So that's the number one thing. But when a person that I don't know, that I think already has it going on, you know, has a following for that, you know, probably wants an OnlyFans page and whore it out over there and get paid. You know what I'm saying? You already got it going on. So it's just like, I'm getting, right now, I'm getting hyper, something to do with like hyper sensitive or like hyper activity. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling like. It's just totally out of source. Because another thing is like shopping. Like I love to shop. Shopping is just what I love to do. And I love to online shop. And you know, like there's this thing I heard about LA, like everyone there wants to have a fast car and a flashy car and a flashy outfit and stuff. And that's just like all it's about. I live in Minnesota and I'm just thinking about the times that I'm out. People aren't dressing like Love and Hip Hop, like probably like in the club at late at night where I'm not out, but I'm talking about like during the day, like people are dressing in sweatshirts and jeans. And so, you know, like even when I went out, I wore a gown and I just brought the gown. That was my first time wearing it. And, you know, I felt really good about it. And yeah, just, it's like so many people say that and compare themselves to me. And like, I even get the comments, like, you're not the best, people Delphi-ing Cello, you're not the best, you know, person I've ever seen, the best woman. Like I said, this goes back years, like 5-7 years that my baby's dad said that, Manny. And it's just like, how rude and the story goes on, but like, how rude do you just look at somebody? You're not the best woman I've ever seen. Because I never claimed that. I never claimed I'm the best woman that you've ever seen. Because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Did I feel like, you know, I look really good and I'm the best looking woman in the world? Yeah. Like, I've felt that before, that energy before. But like I said, I didn't declare, like, I'm the best woman you ever seen to people. Like, I'm just not, I'm not that vain. That you're barking up the wrong tree. Because like I said, I don't have a huge butt. If you're somebody that's attracted to a huge butt, that's how beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Then I'm not the person for you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so stupid. But ultimately, the point is, don't compare yourself to me, because you're not doing anything for the world on the level that I'm doing it or what I've done. And what I've done for the world is already at this point more than what you've done for the world. You can take your followers, 1,000 if you have them, and be happy with that, but you're not as known in the world as me, period. Whether I have followers or not, because we already know that people are stuck up in that way. So that's all I have to say. But like I said, I'm addressing it because that's energy sent my way. Like, there's vessels. I'm referring to people. There are vessels out there that are moving. I only exist to look better than Joanna. I only exist to, you know, whatever, that are out there that are operating. And I'm getting chessboard right now. I'm getting queen. And then I'm getting, you know, people operating like a chessboard over the squares, sending energy my way. That's all energy by way that people are putting out to the universe, that is coming back to me. And ultimately, if you want to take it another level, and I didn't know I would have so much to talk about on this issue. If you want to take it to another level, you're doing nothing but sending negative energy my way. Because, like, even with my waist, I've had 5 kids. I know, and that is a goal of mine, that I gotta get the waist cinch in. You know, I have to. My belly is a very important belly, yes, but now it is time, since I'm done to have the kids, to get my body back. Please do not eat the couch. Thank you. And these people who want to criticize and say it's all about my weight, you're not helping me with my image. That's why it's going up, because I'm just like, why are people so concerned? And all they have to say is something about my weight. Like, I don't know you from Adam. I don't know you from a can of paint, but you're that conceited and rude and such an a-hole that you want to Delphi Cello or say it about my weight. Like, what is the fascination? Why am I getting so much of it? Why am I getting the legion and the army of Joanna stomach lose weight? My stomach is pudgy. I can't wait to get it off and be toned. And also, there are people out there that, I mean, it's so crazy. That's why I'm getting the chessboard and the pieces moving. There are people on this earth that are like, if Joanna loses her stretch marks, then we won't be sexy. Now, why would I want to hang out with somebody that doesn't want me to succeed? And I'm given this silence purposely. I wouldn't want to hang out with somebody that doesn't want me to look my best or to look great. I mean, everything is a dilemma with some people. Losing stretch marks, which I will. I want to have a smooth, youthful looking tummy. And like everything is almost there. That's something that I'm going to do anyway. So I lose my stretch marks and you're not sexy. Imagine if I have the perfect stomach, then you're not sexy. So that's what I'm saying about people doing this about the image. Like, I have the military after me about losing weight, but it's not in a positive manner. Like, you don't really want me to lose weight because then that means that you wouldn't be sexy. So it's all this trying to do the reverse psychology and put negativity about my image that you really don't care for. And you're actually just whatever. Like, it's just, people are so retarding in that manner. All right, so moving along, I want to talk about people in the media in general, TV in general, what is going on. So I'm in the house and I'm thinking a thought and everybody is just televising and reading my thought. We all know this is Joanna Morrow. And everybody hears it. My name, my kids' name, Nicholas, Noah, Nora, Niles, Lanaya. How the government, and I'm slowing down because there's just so much information that I know. Like, when I said government, I'm thinking about like how I'm doing a healing cleanse and I'm just washing Congress away. Like, why can't I heal? Because Congress, you know, and I'm just thinking government and just a lot. And the point I'm making is if I tell y'all to chill, why can't you chill? Like, it's all day, the media, everything. As soon as I wake up, they're reading my thoughts. And it be my actual thought. I'm having a piece of bread, toast with butter. Joanna is having a piece of bread, toast, and butter. I am, I think I want some oatmeal. Joanna thinks she wants some oatmeal. And it's all day. And so if I'm giving off the vibe to chill, and this is an exercise for the world, what is it inside of you that won't chill? If I tell you to stop doping me, stop putting me through cello, stop talking about me, why, as a human being in the 21st century, can't you do that? Because that is my rights. It is what I want for my life. And ultimately, and it's like, people get this, like all everything I'm saying, they get this, right? It's my choice. If I tell you to stop, chill out, then you should do it. That's how it works. That is how it will always work. Because this is my life. It's like I'm just chilling and going around my house, and here comes on a segment somewhere, and it's Joanna in it. And it's like, how do you know that I'm prepared or I'm even in the mood for that? Like, I could be thinking about going and looking at plants. And then here comes out of the woodwork something being said about me. And it's like, you don't even know if I'm in the mood. Like, I may not want to switch gears in my mind like that. My mind is thinking about this. It doesn't want to think about something that you have going on about me. It just doesn't. It's inconsiderate. And like there's mental unrest. And it's like I said, and it's just amazing that everything that I decided and that I said, it comes to pass. Like, even when, you know, I've said it for so long, I just forget about it and I move on and I don't think about it anymore. And then it's like it comes up again as the actual solution to the problem. Like I said, the reason why I get sleepy is because I'm just screening all day what I'm talking about, like watching TV. Because the answer I've given you is an answer that's been given for years. It's the same thing. You're taking my pride, my life, to have an issue with it. Like, even watching the NBA, it is just a Joanna seance of negativity. Negative feelings, energy sit my way. Now, I can't use that. Like, I'm watching, I can't use any of that. I mean, not even as a stand-up comedian or like a fool. Like, I want to turn on and just see somebody just act a fool. I can't use that negative energy. Like I said, on earth, and people are moving in this, using their vessels to move in this way pertaining to my energy. I make the game. The game is making you money. So who's really the person that's making you the money? Because you may think like, oh, that's a shame. All the people are acting the way that they want. Oh, all right, little one. That they want to act. Some people like to act negative because they like to feel negative. Or, woe is me, I'm miserable. They want you to think so, but that's the way they like to act because that's the energy they like to feel in control. So I'm just being used, and I guess I'll be wrapping up soon because that's what I wanted to talk to you about is the money. Like, I'm supposed to take care of the nation for free. Y'all had my kids removed because of being mentally unsafe, talking so much crap and in such a negative, violent, spontaneous, but there's another word that's like spontaneous, but in a bad way. I'm talking about spontaneous in a bad way. Erratic. That's what I meant. Erratic in a free fall mood. I mean, that's the difference between me and the people that I like to chill with and you. Is that I don't need another person to be involved that determines my happiness. Like, there's people out there, if you're not accepting freedom, then I'm a, you know, make you drop your phone. If you don't look at me this way, then I might make you trip or run your stroller in. I might. So a person that's taking out an action based on how they want you to act. And like I went out and I was at this place, and I was at the cashier, and there's this person that just comes in behind me, and everything is the body language, the attitude is just bossing everyone around. Like, at the cashier, she's nudging, better not put it in that way, you better sit here, you better sit there, like the whole energy. And it's like, are you really serious? You better look at me, you better you know, whatever, order salad, whatever. So you have people like that. Let's bring it back to money. And you want me to do this for free? I'm supposed to be taking care of people that, like I said, want to take my pride, my information, my pride, how I live my life. And then use my life to get upset. Use my life, my pride, to get angry. And I'm supposed to say, oh yeah, that's okay. I want to help. Bingy. It's not Chase on the case. It's Benji. Yes, I am Benji. When I don't even have my physical children to care for, but I'm supposed to bypass that because, like I said, y'all effed that up by being erratic and ridiculous and crazy. From television and in person for you. Huh? And I'm getting school system now. School system. No, you don't need to teach anything about me because and this is the main reason, you're not coming to the same conclusion that I am. Point blank, bottom line, Otherwise, that you're going into some philosophy stuff, and I'm not. And we're not coming to the same judgment. And like I said, y'all are in the shadows. Because you can do all of this that you want, but I'm in the same city. If you really were concerned about getting the answer, because like I said, this is about control. If I tell you to chill, if I tell you to stop something, you as a respectful person should do that because you would want that done for you. But it's about control. Because if you're really concerned and if it really was important, you are important and your issue was important, which it's not, then you would call me up and get the information from me. It's that simple. And I don't want to be around people, and I've came to this conclusion this week, within the past days, I don't want to be around people that don't want to call on me for the answer, and they're using my energy. And this doesn't have anything. I heard recently, we don't want your hoodoo. Okay, first of all, that's not the whole thing, because I had given that up years ago. And first of all, it's not illegal, but the ultimate point is, what you're doing by seancing at, on jobs and profession and on TV and prying into my thoughts is hoodoo, witchcraft, whatever you want to call it, 10 times more than what I do. Okay, so you it's pointless. Same thing, anything against what I am saying to you is pointless. And that's what I'm saying about everything is just a screen right now, because everything is set. If anything was important to you, I would be paid, because I'm not here to do a free job when you can't even call on me or call me up on the phone and say, this is what I want, this is what I want. I'm not here to, and like I said, there's other factors. I didn't know I'd be talking about this for 58 minutes. I was just going to hop on here for like half an hour, but I'm supposed to make the president not jealous so that he can do his job right. All right. What is with, and this is a ponderance, what is with, what about a witch trial president? Like, what president knows that one person has every buffoon in the nation coming at them and has comment after comment after comment? Okay, let me get this out so that I can feel better. After comment after comment after comment after comment. And I'm not trying to be annoying, so I won't say it like 10 more times, even though I really, really want to. After comment about them. And you do nothing about it. Never. Nah. The government. Nah. The citizens. The people. Congress. Nah. The Supreme Court. I only want to get this through Joanna. But doesn't have the confidence to call me. You know what I'm saying? Who does that? If that's not a witch trial, then what is? This is what I'm saying about the comment about hoodoo. Y'all, this is supposed to be independent living, right? Independent living, me and my son. This is my apartment. Y'all think y'all gonna live rent-free in my head. Silence why I just clear that thought. Now, I got to deal with all this, and you want this revamp, but I'm not getting paid to have a team to do this. You want this, you want this, you want that. Things have to be allocated then. I don't have an assistant. Anybody that has to deal with the entire country and their wants and their needs, all while stealing personal information and thought and pride. When I have a business set up, an elite business set up for that, needs an assistant to run website, rent web pages, marketing. This is why, and I'm seeing this more now. Like, I want you to think now, like, okay, yeah, but I have money. Think about those people. Okay, because that's their only response. Yeah, but I have money. Okay, yeah, but you have money. But I see how there could be misery with that, because that's all they have, but they don't have the mental health to really enjoy it. This is a capitalist country. That's where I'm getting all this from. This isn't just something like, oh, I don't want to do humanitarian work, I'm not for my country and my people and stuff like that. Because I think I might have to unpack that. First of all, when this all happened, y'all didn't like me. And even with everything that happened with the cokehead, people running around with a campaign in their sickness, and the reason why they can't reject something that's negative to their system is because they're sick. That was completely negative. Well, I'm pregnant. You're gonna call an unborn who does that? So you want to tell me that I'm supposed to be a humanitarian to people that treated me negative, and the only reason that you got as far as you did telepathically is because you lied about mental illness? But then I'm supposed to be Captain Save-Em for free. And I mean, to even add an extra layer of negative, all the negative stuff, and I'm supposed to just say, like I said, Benji, I'm here to save the day because I am just blindly ignoring Killmonger. And I just want to feel good about myself and to feel like a really good person. And I want something to talk about and brag about. Like, it doesn't work that way. Humanitarian wise, I have a family to take care of. I have children that need to go to college. I'm not doing something superfluous like this for people, that this is a luxury item. This is a luxury. Who in the history of what I'm researching has to have a job of for free while receiving Social Security silence, bail a country out based on what every individual person wants? Comment after comment after comment. Every individual person, I'm supposed to know what every individual person wants, and I'm supposed to take my wand and fix it for free, all while getting, I wanted to use the S word, and I will, because I know what I'm talking about, spat upon, or I don't want to use spat, the S word upon. And this is a capitalist country, because that's what I'm getting. You're not rich. You're not rich. You're not rich. I'm rich. Yeah, I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich. You're not rich. You're not rich. You're not a capitalist country, and I'm not supposed to think like a capitalist. I'm not supposed to think like, if I'm doing a job and spending my time, that I'm supposed to get paid. You guys are out of your mind if you think I'm not supposed to get paid, and I gotta sit up and I gotta watch commercials of people that are using me as their stance, and I don't get a piece of that pie. I'm supposed to buy everything that I've worked for, that my image is selling for free, and I'm not supposed to think like, how can I make a living for me and my family? Something that's a luxury. This isn't needed. I don't want to be over you. I am not the person for this job. You need medication. You need mental help for your free fall and for your insensibility of not even knowing me. You're getting this way from someone you don't even know. You having rushlings from me because of something that you talked about, you done, you've been through, you experienced from another person. You getting imped, and you got imps on you about me, and you letting that come through to me. And like I said, you're letting it in, and you're not rejecting it because there's something in you that's sick. Because nobody on this earth could tell me there's this person named Joanna, and I want you to think this way about her and treat her this way and feel this way. And that's going to resonate into my brain like, oh, okay. I think I'll just feel this way from somebody that I don't know or I don't know their side for years and live and operate by that. That's the difference between you and me, because that would never happen in my mind. And so I'm supposed to deal with everybody with a negative attitude. And before I forget, we're talking about what is worthy now. This is another thing. And I believe I've explained this to you before, but it still stands. I lived my life to get the result and the portion that I have for my life. And it's something that no one on this earth has. Now, to be fair, because I don't think y'all minds was ready for all that, there are people, just to paint the picture, there are people who got different things. We know that, you know, people more money, people more bigger wardrobe, more shoes, you know, more flowers, whatever. Just to stabilize you some without just really going into it, okay? But like I said, I'm the only person on earth that has the gift and what I have. And the reason is because of how I set myself up, the way that I think and what I do, my actions, my behavior. Now, if I get that portion and that ability and that gift for living my life, oh my God, I just, it's all coming back to me, like I've said this so much, a certain way. What makes you think that you're going to get from me what I worked my entire life for? 40 years old. 40. My entire life built up to this point to get the gifts and the ability I have. And y'all just want that when you are not the vessel that this universe and that God, the Risha, the Jinn, whatever you can think of, gave that power to, that was chosen. You weren't chosen. And like I said, think about, because I could really go into it, but I'm thinking like I have an audience now. Think about everything that everybody else has, to be fair. But you want something that I have, that I worked for, that is a luxury. And I'm just supposed to give that away for free. There are rules to this game. There are rules to every game. Any society, there are rules. My life doesn't operate outside of that. This isn't just some erratic thing that has no principles, no method, no rhyme or reason. There are rules that only I know and that will never be written down because I know them. And it would be too complicated to write down and unnecessary, because nobody needs to get here. Nobody needs to be me. But why, like I said, you want to be a rapist and then you expect to get it off. You want to be negative, then you expect to get it all. You want to be, why am I getting whore? Why am I getting that? You want to be whore, and then you expect to get it all. If I was one of those persons, guess what? Guess what? There's a million people that have that same result. A million people, million different lies that has that same result. But I have my result because I'm me. And that's what you got to understand. You have no choice to understand it because that's what it is. And this will be resolved. Why have the time? I guess I'm going to say you guys are, you know, that's why I have this show, because while all of this is going on, I'm just sitting up and just putting up with it, right? And, you know, no one is asking, well, how does Joanna feel about this? Well, like I said, bottom line, I told you to stop. Don't Delphi me. You don't need to sell me out. You don't need to talk about me. And I told y'all to chill out. Like, that's the vibe. You want to read everything that I'm doing and feeling, chill out. Chill out for once. Chill out. Next week, next Friday, we'll get you off Eyewitness News. Why would it take a week to stop putting me through the news? It's something that can happen instantly. Am I the only person in the world that can stop something instantly? Is it that? There's nothing to implement. You're telling me that this is, Joanna is systematic? There's nothing to informate. You want information. You want to be in control. You want to be over something, spiritual information, but it's clear, because there's dilemma and there's problems understanding that, and there's rebuttals and there's appeals, which I need, and the only point, none of. I don't need none of it at all. This is my life. I do what I want at all times, because I'm not hurting anyone. I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm not getting in anyone's way. I'm not destroying anyone's business. Bottom line, you're not getting my portion in life, especially when I wake up and my first thought is, you want to do all this throughout your day about Joanna, but they never once talk about, they will talk about everything else, but they never once talk about how it would look for me to be in the house with my children. How it would look like for me to be taking care of my children. Being with my children in love. My children love me. And there's nothing that y'all can do about that. Love is love. The reason why I have 5 children is because I love children. And when I'm living in a society that's constantly trying to cut off the connection, spiritually, psychically, physically, the connection with my children, oh, I, I, I want to send the grandma to pick them up because we're enjoying ourselves at home. And we're in a Saturday morning and all me and my children are hearing nonsense. Like I said, y'all are doing this through my children. They have to hear this. And like even in school, you really want them to believe that I'm stupid? Like they know that you constantly talk about their mom and you're treating me like I'm stupid. I can speak for myself. And all the negative and the complaining and the comments over and over and over, I have children that actually have to grow up in this society, that have to go to school. So, yeah. So I just changed the channel and they're talking about the Ukraine war and I was going to do, like, when I thought about the show, I was going to do, like, a celebrity portion because they have that Oscar thing going on. Like, I was watching the Oscars, like, the first hour, and then it's all about them Delphine Joanna. And it's irritating because I don't need every single thought being read. Like, that's what I'm saying. You're not giving me a break. Do you know how much that is worth a day to have to go through that to always be attentive every single second? That's worth $1 billion a day. And so then, like, after the fact, I found out that Will Smith, see, this is the thing. This is why I don't do the celebrity thing, because I actually know stuff about things. And so when I heard the Will Smith thing, I'm thinking about Will Smith. Like, believe it or not, he has ties to me, talks about me in his circle. I'm on the Indigo list. Has ties to wanting to destroy me. And so I'm not thinking about it and like, oh, there's these actors that are Prince, let's get it right, because I don't think it's really cool to just, I'm not a grandma, I'm not old, you know what I'm saying? Richard, okay, that show. There's Richard, and it's just like, come on now. Like, I know stuff, you know, about that. So like I was saying, like, when I hear about celebrity and stuff, like, I don't have the same type of affection and attraction that you would, because they have said stuff about me. And like I said, I mentioned the Indigo list of people who they think are special. But like I said, it all boils down to money. Because it's about, if I obtain wealth, what I would be capable of, the money that I'm entitled to. In the past, these elites working with local governments to keep certain benefits away from me. And this year, I'm going to research the benefits that I'm entitled to pertaining to my mental health, disability, and to increase and apply for more if I can. But yeah, my name being brought up in these circles, so I mean, that's that. So when I see these certain things, there's always a backstory to it with me. Like, I just don't, oh, it's entertainment, or basically, they embarrassed themselves and they're ruining their reputation. That's all that I got from there. The Ukrainian war, all I can give you is the U.S. could be on the brink of war. And y'all can go and figure that out. All right, I think I'm going to head out. And I think I did a good job on catching you up with how I feel. And yeah. I don't know when I will make another show. Like I said, I'm still trying to figure out like what I want to go in with the platform. I kind of just like hopping on here whenever I have something to talk about. And that's that. Usually after I press the send button and the podcast is published, I think about like, oh, I forgot I wanted to talk about that. And that was in my mind. And then I come back and do another show and it kind of works out anyway. So yeah, have a good day. Baby Nows, do you have something to say? Huh? Besides wanting to eat my cord? Do you have something to say? Huh? thanks for listening to The Illuminati. I hope you enjoyed and have a good day.